Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 2nd of October, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking off a special update this week, on Monday the 29th, Spain stopped U.S. military ships and planes from transferring weapons to Israel through its Rota and Morón military bases, southern Spain, citing restrictions under a 1988 defense pact. Under the 1988 deal, the central government can block any controversial movement of weapons within its jurisdiction, regardless of who is doing it. Spanish officials emphasize that all foreign military movements require authorization, despite the broad access U.S. forces typically enjoy. They stress that the bases are not a sieve and rejected criticism that the measure is symbolic. On Friday the 19th, Mar Espinar, new spokesperson for the Socialist Party in Madrid Assembly, strongly criticized regional president Isabel Díaz Ayuso after her government ordered the removal of Palestinian flags and related symbols from publicly subsidized schools on the 17th of September. Ayuso, a leading figure in Spain's conservative Partido Popular, defended the measure as necessary to prevent ideological influence on students. Espinar countered that, stating, "It denies young people the right to express solidarity with civilians in Gaza." Controversy has reignited debate in Madrid over freedom of expression and political neutrality in education. Also within the government, on Thursday the 18th, President Pedro Sanchez and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz acknowledged their different views about Gaza during a meeting in Madrid. While EU debates sanctions on Israel, Merz reaffirmed Germany's opposition, stressing that Berlin stands firmly with Israel, but views its military campaign in Gaza as disproportionate, is as far as he'd go. Sanchez, whose government recognized Palestine in 2024, has been one of Israel's harshest European critics, labeling its actions as genocide, pushing for bans on Israeli athletes. Despite disagreements, both leaders agreed the criticism of Israel's government should not fuel anti-Semitism. Related news, on Wednesday the 24th, King Felipe of Spain also delivered a forceful speech to the UN General Assembly, urging Israel to stop the massacre in Gaza, condemning abhorrent acts such as bombings of hospitals, schools, and shelters, calling for humanitarian aid access, a ceasefire, and renewed commitment to a two-state solution. Looking towards the economic sector, according to the National Statistics Institute, or INE, the economy grew by almost 1% in the second quarter 2025, with annual GDP growth at just under 3%, outperforming Italy, which declined in GDP figures by 0.1% across the same quarter. In fact, across the Eurozone in general, including Austria, Belgium, Portugal, Spain far surpassed the minimum average GDP growth of 0.1% in the same quarter. So, what's driving the economy this time? According to INE, household spending played a major role alongside a record 22 million people in employment. Economists also noted that growth is shifting from tourism and government consumption towards domestic investment and private spending, supported by falling inflation, higher wages, and lower interest rates. Economic success to business opportunities. On Monday the 29th, Hungarian airline provider Wizz Air began to position itself to fill the void left by Ryanair's withdrawal from Jerez Airport in southern Spain after a dispute with regional airport operator ANEA over fees. Ryanair's exit in March caused nearly 10% drop in passenger numbers and caused many routes to be canceled between Jerez and Barcelona, Jerez and Palma de Mallorca, and Jerez in London. However, Wizz Air, which is already expanding in Spain, confirmed plans to operate more internal flights by March 2026 and pick up the slack. Continuing with airports, Barcelona's El Prat announced on Tuesday the 30th that it will be boosting its visitor capacity at Terminal 1 by 15%, providing new check-in counters, upgrading security filters, and demolishing a disused control tower in a 700 million euro expansion plan, which is planned to start in 2027. Terminal 1 was opened in 2009. As of 2024, it handles over 30 million of the airport's record 55 million passengers each year. Looking at the weather, on Monday the 29th, Hurricane Gabriel, which started in the Atlantic Ocean, triggered severe flooding in eastern Spain and the Balearic Islands, prompting red weather alerts across the region. In Zaragoza, streets and garages overflowed, forcing firefighters to rescue drivers and disrupting tram services. In Tarragona and Castellón, they faced hail and torrential rain, with some of the weather echoing last year's decade-defying Dana in Valencia. The Valencian government doubled emergency staff and set up monitoring points at vulnerable dams and ravines. With the situation mostly under control, the effects of flooding are still being revealed. Next up, from Thursday the 25th to Sunday the 28th of September, Comic-Con in Malaga attracted over 120,000 visitors to the southern city, but exposed some big shortcomings of the city's major trade center, Palacio de Ferias and Congresos. Huge queues, overcrowded entrances, bottlenecks at limited points of sale reveal that Malaga's event infrastructure cannot keep up with growing demand. City government has actually been planning to expand the Palacio since 2023, but so far hasn't contracted any design work, despite allocating funds in the 2023 and 24 budgets, while access improvements failed a regulatory feasibility check. So, until expansion begins, event organizers may need to rely on temporary spaces to meet higher demand. A viral video circulating on social media this week alleges that Spain's 2023 amnesty law was originally condemned by 16 European countries in the European Union back in 2023. On Monday the 29th, Spain's foreign ministry and the EU Council debunked the resurfaced story as false. Amnesty law was designed to ease political tensions, but has been controversial since its adoption as it pardoned Catalan independence leaders of any wrongdoing. Second falsehood also gained traction online, that the European Commission had labeled Spain's attorney general appointment system a democratic anomaly, as Spain's attorney general was appointed by the government rather than elected independently. However, in reality, that phrase originated with one of Spain's opposition parties, Partido Popular or PP. EU officials emphasized that the commission's role was simply to recommend measures to strengthen the office's independence, not to criticize or condemn the system. Speaking of draft laws, on Tuesday the 30th, the government proposed a bill to criminalize gender-based violence, targeting abusers who harm the loved ones of victims, such as children or parents. The bill is still subject to consultation and parliamentary approval, but if passed, would treat acts of abuse as separate offenses carrying up to 3 years in prison per offense. It also introduces penalties for publishing materials linked to perpetrators following outrage over the release of a book about José Bretón, a man who murdered his two children. After critics argued it glorified his crimes, the distribution of the book was canceled. Meanwhile, on Friday the 26th, Spain's state financial regulator approved banking giants BBVA's higher offer to buy Banco Sabadell. Under the new terms, investors get one BBVA share for every 4.8 Sabadell shares, valuing Sabadell stock at roughly 3.4 euros per share, best stock price in over 10 years. Since talks began in April 2024, the offer from BBVA has risen by 60%, now worth nearly 20 billion euros. However, Sabadell's board still argues the price is too low and will likely recommend rejecting it, like it has done with multiple offers before. Even if shareholders accept, the government requires a 3-year wait before the two banks can fully merge operations. Turning to the silver screen, on Wednesday the 17th, the Spanish Cinema Academy selected Sirat, a movie directed by Oliver Lux, a French-Spanish screenwriter, to represent Spain at the Oscars in March 2026. It's a Catalan-French co-production. It premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in May in southern France, where it won the jury prize and marked the first time a Catalan film competed for the Palme d'Or, the festival's ultimate prize. The film follows the search of a father and son for his daughter at a rave in Morocco's mountains. While the Oscars are just under 6 months away, selections are early, so the Academy has time to make its decisions. The world of supermarkets, on Wednesday the 1st, Lidl inaugurated its largest logistics hub in Spain, a 140 million euro facility in Martorell, Catalonia. New hub will be its largest distributor in Spain to date, and it is equipped with solar panels that cover 30% of its energy needs, a recycling center, and charging stations for electric vehicles. More importantly for the local area, the hub has created 200 direct jobs, set to rise up to 400 as operations expand. Ever heard of a scam on the well-known pilgrimage walk, Camino de Santiago? Well, on Tuesday the 30th, Spanish police arrested three men who said they were Camino pilgrims. However, they allegedly piloted a semi-submersible vessel, nearly 4 tons of cocaine, from South America to Galicia in the northwest. The arrests formed a part of a larger operation targeting 14 suspects coordinated with U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, investigators had tracked the Galician gang posing as a nautical equipment company. On the 13th of September, officers intercepted high-power boat uploading cocaine into trailers. The chase caused one trailer to overturn, spilling around a ton of cocaine while police recovered the rest on a beach. From crime to housing, on Tuesday the 30th, news outlet 20 Minutos published an article on buying a home in Spain in 2025. It's not looking so good. According to the Real Estate Market Trends Report, in 2025, buying a home requires 7.5 years full salary, over 1 year more than a decade ago. In 2015, the effort stood at 6.5 years, but steady price increases accelerated during the pandemic have widened the gap between wages and housing costs. Since 2015, average home prices have risen just over 43%, with the cost per square meter jumping from about 1,500 euros to over 2,000. Analysts expect prices to continue rising, forecasting even higher increases by the end of 2025, driven by strong demand and limited housing supply. Entering fall, but we've already got news on the 2026 summer. On Thursday the 25th, Primavera Sound Barcelona unveils its 2026 lineup, promising one of the festival's biggest editions yet. Running between the 4th and 6th of June in 2026 at Parc del Forum, The Cure, Doja Cat, The XX, and Gorillaz will headline the event. Other major acts include Massive Attack, Addison Rae, My Bloody Valentine, and the very cool but somewhat controversial Irish hip-hop band Kneecap made headlines earlier this year with their open support of Palestine and persecution by the British government. In 2025, Primavera drew nearly 300,000 attendees and generated more than 300 million euros for Barcelona. Tickets are already on sale now. For all you early birds out there, a link in the show notes. Back in April, we reported on the upcoming TV show Eva Longoria, Searching for Spain, that premiered on CNN. A few months in, it's here, and for those looking to know more about the diverse regions across the peninsula, it's worth a watch. Across 8 episodes, a Mexican-American actor and director explores Spain's diverse regions. While reconnecting with her ancestral roots in San Sebastián in the north, she samples pinchos in Barcelona, she savors seafood, and Andalucía in the south, she indulges in samorejo and world-class jamón. One of the most personal stops is in Asturias, in northern Spain, where Longoria traces her surname, discovers her ancestral home, and shares meals with distant relatives. Speaking of Asturias, on Tuesday the 30th, online publication Live for the Outdoors published an article about the region. Bordered by the Bay of Biscay and the Picos de Europa, the region provides visitors with a dual landscape of sea mountains, history, and hospitality, while boasting more than 120 walking routes and scenic sections of the Camino del Santiago. You want to read the full article? The link is in the show notes. And finally, you hear bells ringing? On Monday the 22nd, musician and multimedia artist Siberius de Urra launched Tantalan, a digital platform dedicated to preserving Spain's ancient bell-ringing traditions. Inspired by a Burgos villager's tale about the magical powers of the Tentenublo bell, Siberius began photographing and recording bell towers. What started as a small website evolved into a collaborative archive now featuring more than 500 towers and over 2,500 bells. Once central to rural life, manual ringing declined after technology exploded in the 20th century. Today, volunteer groups and associations are reviving the craft, helping it earn UNESCO cultural heritage recognition. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us for this extended edition after our little holiday in history last week. If you're listening to us on Spotify, you can leave comments in the episode. They're private by default. We won't publish them. Leave your email if you want us to get back to you. Hasta la próxima.